This is the Morgan Report with David Morgan. For the latest in precious metals investing, gold, silver, the economy, and more, go to themorganreport.com.
David Morgan with you with the weekly perspective for the 14th of July, 2017. Well, bond yields drop on quote-unquote lack of inflation. The June CPI numbers, Consumer Price Index, showed very little change from the previous month, reflecting in official terms an absence of inflation. The actual annual gain published was 1.6%, which is the smallest from last October. So the core rate CPI is obviously very low with the official numbers. Food prices were flat and energy actually dropped off in June about 1.5%. Given the low inflationary environment, the bond yields have been falling as the bond prices have risen. Certainly long term, I'm bearish on bonds, but in the short term, this is the reality that we're now facing. And so the bond market is again showing strength, especially if you look at the chart of the 10-year treasury. Technology stocks actually got a boost this week, and it's one of the lesser known intermarket relationships, an inverse link between bond yields and technology stocks. To make the case, it's very similar to the fact that technology is in its own environment and a slower economy actually draws more investment into technologies. It's sort of like the technology is going to save us meme. I won't go much further, but you can actually check that out and it can be verified if you use a technology index against, let's say, the S&P. You'll see there's an inverse relationship. Something I don't do every week is the U.S. dollar, but if you look at the U.S. dollar index, we've basically been in a downtrend from the beginning of the year 2017. So we're better than halfway through the year, and the dollar index has gone from 0.79 to roughly 0.72 as I'm doing this weekly perspective. Japanese certainly have had their struggles with all this going on in Japan, but nonetheless, the U.S. dollar's weakness would normally spill over into the metals, and it probably will, but right now the metals are kind of in a downtrend to sideways trading range, and I think this will continue for a little bit longer. Continuing on with some currency news, Canada rate hiked their currency 25 basis points to 0.75%, still below the 1% that prevailed between 2010 and 2015. So the loonie gets a boost. These low interest rates certainly have been available to the world markets for a very long time, as we all know, yet there are some pressures to the upside. And Janet Yellen basically backed off on her meme about rising interest rates. She's kind of taken a position or posture now that, maybe not so much or maybe not so soon. We'll wait and see. Nonetheless, this low interest rate certainly has helped the banking system at large, but really hasn't done much for the savers, and it hasn't really done much for the small businesses. The basic loan profiles that used to be very robust in other recoveries have been basically non-existent in this one, meaning that the banks are hoarding the money and they're not putting it into circulation to the small business loans, large business loans, or that type of thing. Corporations that are flush with cash are either buying back their shares or holding it on their balance sheets. So basically, we're in a stagnation type of an environment right now, and I don't see that changing much, at least for a while. And touching on the ags briefly, which I do from time to time, cattle prices again are rising, and so are wheat prices, mostly based on weather phenomena. But if you look at the continuous contract in wheat, it's really moved up substantially over the last few months, roughly from the 430 level up to about 550. And of course, this will affect markets going forward. It just has a lag time because one, what wheat's used for on a food basis for humans, and also what we do in feeding livestock. I know wheat isn't used in livestock feed, but what I'm trying to say is that the bread of the world is based mostly on the wheat market. And this is a big rise. So be prepared for higher food prices down the road. It will be a lag time. And now I'm just going to read some headlines that you probably don't see in the mainstream news, and then I'm going to go on to the gold and silver markets. I don't make these videos too long. I'm trying to keep them under 10 minutes and give everyone that pays attention to these a quick update. So here we go. Some of the major headlines: startup financing losing steam in the U.S. and China. Another one is, I wouldn't rule out another financial crisis, says IMF Christine Lagarde. Another, unwinding QE will be more disruptive than people think. That's from JP Morgan's CEO, Jamie Dimon. Bank runs and bail-ins going global. And on this one, I just want to add a little bit and remind everybody that November 16, 2014, there are no more bailouts. On this date, the G20 formalized a new standard procedure for handling bank failures, and this includes bail-ins. No longer will taxpayers be called upon to bail out troubled financial institutions. Rather, the shareholders, bondholders, pensioners, creditors, and depositors will be called to bail in their trusted financial institution, and in some cases, their country. So this is what that article is all about, and I think it pays attention to realize that's the reality of today's world. And keeping on that meme, from the USA Today, not my favorite newspaper, but let's give them credit. Americans are hoarding money in checking accounts. The article goes on to say cash or something close to it is king again. Total bank deposits rose 6.6% last year to $10.7 trillion, seeing steady growth in recent years for cash, according to the FDIC. Deposits as a percentage of bank assets are 77.6% in the first quarter of 2017, the highest level since 2006. Interesting, people don't know what to do with their savings, and obviously they're keeping it in their checking accounts. So moving on to gold and silver, CME Chairman, Chicago Mercantile Exchange Chairman Duffy, and I watched the video a couple times, actually said that gold prices should probably be about $5,000 an ounce. Very interesting comment that he made, and it's interesting that the implication here is that CME has nothing to do with price manipulation or anything along those lines. I've added that little color myself. You can make your own determination. We went through the whole manipulation thing in the Silver Manifesto in great detail. So now, gold and silver haven't really been doing much this week. They've both been hammered. There was a fat finger trade that's been talked about on the internet. I won't go through it other than all trades have to match. It's very typical that these type of spike lows that take place in both the metals usually happens at midnight in the aftermarket where there's hardly any trades whatsoever. They have to match the trades and someone's got a market order in, someone sells a lot and there's no in-between offers and you get this huge spike. Again, it's been detailed by others. You can look it up by Google and read it. What I'd like to talk about right now is the big frustration that's been the performance of the precious metals over the past several years. Believe me, no one knows more than that than I. Frankly, we did call the 2016 market probably as perfect as humanly possible. It's our 2016 top picks that we outlined in the Morgan Report were up over 200%. We also called the top to get out of your trading positions, basically right at the top. But this matters little today, and I understand that. It's all about what have you done for me lately. And one of the biggest challenges for gold and silver investors has been to deal with this extended recovery or this very long bottoming process that we've been witnessing. And this has been taking place over many years with many wondering whether investing in gold and silver has been the right move or the right time and whether this portfolio or investment strategy is worthwhile. Well, I want to offer everybody a free webinar that I've worked on in the past, and this will be available for sign up through next week, the 21st of July. So if you're on our free email list on the front page, certainly you can just go there, give us a first name, and we will be mailing this out two or three times during the week. But this is an opportunity, and this will also be in the show notes. So if you're getting this on the podcast, just go to the show notes and you can sign up. Again, it's a free webinar, but it does show you how you can own gold and silver as an income generating asset. And usually the yields are between 1 to 2% per month, which comes out somewhere around 12 to say 20% on an annual basis. It's a very easy strategy. And if you do sign up for the webinar, most of your questions will be answered. If you decide to go the step further, the staff actually calls you and does a one-on-one interview to make sure that one, you not only understand what you're getting into, but also see if it's suited to you. This is not a day trading strategy, but it is more or less on a monthly basis. And it is pretty easy to accomplish. But the beauty of it, I believe, is that you get a bit of hand-holding, at least in the beginning, and you can continue that. So you basically get to see in front of you with others in the group exactly what's going on in the market and exactly how to position yourself. I like to call this how to beat the bankers at their own game because that's essentially what's being done. It is a derivative. It's not for everybody. I'm trying to stay consistent that if all you do is stack metal and you don't want anything to do with derivatives market, I respect that. Having said that, I think everyone needs to have a physical position before they would do this technique. However, there are some out there that have a pretty good commitment to the precious metals and are very, very frustrated. And this is a way to ease that frustration by cash flowing your gold and silver, or at least part of it, on a monthly basis. And over time, it adds up rather substantially. So I want to make this available for everybody. I went slightly over 10 minutes, and then I will be back with you next week.
This is the Morgan Report with David Morgan. For the latest in precious metals investing, gold, silver, the economy, and more, go to themorganreport.com.